You're listening to Tree Note. If you want to appreciate something connected to trees, but that's overlooked because it seems so small and mundane, consider the toothpick. 7,000 years ago, early humans used simple twigs to clean their teeth. Over time, this humble tool took on surprising significance. In ancient China and Egypt, and in Renaissance Europe, toothpicks were crafted from precious metals and carried in ornate cases as status symbols. By the late 19th century, wooden toothpicks were common in the United States, sold in drugstores and handed out in diners across the country. Today, more than 150 billion toothpicks are produced worldwide. But recent production has dipped as dental floss and rubber brushes have become popular alternatives. The state of Maine manufactures about 90% of the country's supply. White birch is the superstar of toothpick production thanks to its tight grain, splinter-free cuts, and quick regeneration. How are toothpicks made? Birch logs are debarked and peeled into thin sheets, like unrolling paper towels. These sheets are sliced into strips, stamped into flat toothpicks, or milled into round ones. Then they're dried, polished with talcum powder, and shipped. Despite these efforts in forests and factories, the life of a wooden toothpick is brief. Use, snap, and toss. Yet, each one is a tiny reminder of the enduring usefulness of trees. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.